3 with a radio check.
RCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, WRHW 499, Paul.
Bob here in Sheboygan County, WRCP 544.
Just down here in Bay City, getting ready to start the work day.
See that? On the way out to check my trail cams and see what I may see, Roger.
I hope you do good. Hope you got something on there. We've been having quite a few non-antler ones floating around here. I live in the city, actually, and about 4 or 5 blocks from me, there's a cemetery, and there's been some really nice ones in the cemetery.
Roger that. They like hanging out there. Yeah, a couple communities down your way. Have extended, I believe it's what they call bow season there for thinning out the herd. And then, of course, up here, this year we can take all the doe tags you want are available here this year. Seems we have an abundance of female species.
Yeah, Bay County, we've got a lot in Bay County. I think Aranac and Live one in kind of like this little pocket here, surrounding counties. We've got a lot of doe. I tell you, they are, the ones I saw were in the cemetery the other day. They are some seriously monster-sized doe.
I primarily hunt because I live right next to it. It backs up to my property at Pigeon River. And all the scouting and early squirrel and rabbit hunting we were doing, yeah. And a surprising more number of bears this year, which was good to see as well. So, all right, well, enjoy your day there and be safe at whatever you do there for a living. And we'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
You have a wonderful day and you stay dry and definitely try to have a good day. Talk to you later. WRHW 499.
Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Mobile monitoring. WRQ 224 mobile.
Good morning.
How you doing? Just seeing how good I'm making the system from this HT in center line. Sounds good. Yeah, you are a little bit crackly. All right, thanks a lot. I'll be listening. WRQ 224.
Township. Curious gentlemen, how's my signal getting out? You're coming in loud and clear this morning. I've heard you on the network before. My name's Kurt. I believe this is the first time. Over.
Station 850. Station 850, WIUG 88. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy. Station out there, give us a radio check, WIUG 48.
WSCI 670, as you loud. Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
Station 670. What is your location?
Metalli Township.
Come on back again. I didn't get that. It was a little bit fade out.
WSCI 670, Holly Township, Troy.
You're coming good. I'm up here in Sheboygan.
Thank you. 670, are you, can you get to 625 for Peter?
I'm hitting the front repeater.
I think one of the repeaters is down to 625 repeater. Over.
Where's the 625 repeater at?
I think 625 is in Detroit.
Well, I was just using that one yesterday when I was coming from downtown. I mean, yesterday was fine, but I haven't heard from anyone else on it.
Thank you. For the IUG, for the... Anyone by the Detroit repeater out that way? Station 979. Station out there, 979. This is WIUG. 48, copy.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Hey, 810.
Hey there, Jack. How you doing, bud?
Hey, good. At least the rain stopped. Over.
Yeah,
I'm not prepared. I haven't been driving in and out of it all morning. Hey, I just changed the microphone out here. I'm just kind of
wondering
how the audio quality is. Come on back again. Back up a little bit from the mic.
How about that? Any better?
Yes, that's a lot better. And this is WIUG 48.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Yeah, I've kind of I've been working on a deal. Sitting up here, I had a whole bundle of these Motorola radios that I got in the car for sale, and I worked out a deal with her. I got a bunch of them that I'm selling already, and one of them had this other microphone in it that I like because it's black instead of the standard Motorola one. So here, I took it out, tried it out, see how it works.
It works great, very, very great. As far as the audio is good too. Over.
Marvelous, marvelous. I love to get a good radio report.
What is your location right now?
I'm somewhere between the middle of nowhere and the end of the world. I'm just south of Saginaw right now, kind of between Bridgeport and Saginaw.
I think Saginaw repeater is working right now. Over.
Oh, I don't know. I'll stand by 1 second. Let me see if I can switch over to it real quick.
Go ahead. I'll be here.
No, I just tried and it's now up and running.
I don't know why. This morning, I was on that repeater, but it was going, and you know, the Morse code came in. Also, the verification came out, but not now. I don't know. Maybe it's a different wave, probably. Anyhow, no problem. Over. Okay, no problem anyhow. Well, that radio you got there in Marola really sounding good. Over.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's kind of funny the way that, I don't know if it's terrain or quality of the antennas on the repeaters or not, but I'm actually closer to the Bay City machine, but I hit the Mayfield machine, which is further away, a lot better. It's kind of funny the way that works sometimes.
No, that probably the Mayville repeater got big footprint. That's why.
Yeah, it really does. I started sleeping and I think he's got like a satellite hooked up to it or something. I mean, I know he doesn't, but yeah, that's kind of how I envision it, that it's such good coverage for just one machine. That's pretty good.
Yeah. They did an excellent job. Really, they did a good job. Over.
Yeah, the other machine that's out in Mayville, the 897 machine, that was a pretty good footprint too, but he disconnected it from the links a while back there.
No, nothing about 897. Over.
Yeah, it's the WRYZ-897 machine. That's just operating as a standalone now.
Probably those other stations out there, that Mishigami, that probably that belongs to them. I see what you're saying. They changed it over. Over.
Yeah, I don't even really get on Mishigami anymore. I pretty much stay on this one.
I just want a lot better work for you guys out that way. Over.
Yeah. I think that's pretty well for me. For everywhere that I go, when I go visit the kids and stuff, you know, I got full coverage. When I do most of my Ubering and stuff, you know, I got full coverage pretty much everywhere that I go. So I'm really, I'm ecstatic about that.
That's good, but keep in touch. Check it out, you know, sometime, and let me know. Anyhow, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger that. You too, Jack. Try to, you know, stay dry there. Hopefully the rain stops for you guys. In the meantime, I'll be dancing through the raindrops for the rest of the day up here. Have a good one. Pleasure chatting with you, as always. Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile. We'll be monitoring.
Hey, Jack, did you call me earlier?
Good morning, First John. Yeah, I think I did call for you earlier. And I think the 625 is not working.
Okay, I'll check it out, Jack. Yeah, I heard you, but I was busy working, so I just wanted to get back with you while I heard you. All right, let me go check it now. Stand by. WRU 850.
John, thank you. WRUG 48.
Got you, Jack. Hey, Jack, are you here?
I do. Thank you, John. I did hear the background noise anyhow, which is good. Thank you very much, sir. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow morning anyhow. Over.
Yep, we'll catch you in the morning. All right, thanks for the heads up. Should be all set now. WRU 850.
IUG 48, clear.
WRMZ 640 on the other side. Where are you at, Jack? WRMZ 640.
ZX 218, standing by.
WFCL 475, looking for James. Can you hear me, James? WFCL 475. James, can you hear me out there? WFCL 475. James, can you hear me? Thank you for that call back. Hearing you, nice and good over here. Thank you very much. WSCL 475.
No problem. Caught the very tail end of your call center. I was hoping I had it right.
WSEX 870. Anyone got a radio check for me?
870, got you loud and clear.
Yeah, N598, loud and clear, Detroit.
Thanks for the copy. I'm trying out a new antenna here in just a few minutes. Would you be willing to stand by? Over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll switch this over right now, and I'll be right back. Thanks. All right, WFEX 870, how am I sounding?
Not
bad. All right, this is WSEX 870, returning here. Tried my new antenna, it didn't work. How am I sounding out?
Pretty good.
We did pick up a little bit for a second.
Alright, yeah, when I keyed up, I couldn't even get the repeater to talk back there, so I'm thinking it's a dud. I do have to tune it still, but I appreciate your feedback on that.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be better with this.
Not a problem, man.
Alright, WSEX 870, I'm out. Thanks.
Yeah, 598, standing by.
WSTI 783 to station 392. Station 392, copy.
WSTI 392, copy.
What's going on today? Anything good?
Grandpa, I'm sick, so I go home.
Miss Bell? Is this Miss Bell? Well, I hope you feel better so we can come over tomorrow and see you.
Hey, I was like, three minutes.
All right. Well, is Daddy taking care of you today?
Yeah, she's just feeling crowded this morning. No fever or anything. I think she's just got some sinus stuff going on.
Okay. Well, Auntie won't be there tomorrow. She's got other plans.
Okie dokie. Everybody else is healthy. Better now than she was this morning.
Are all the games at home tomorrow or not?
Yep, Harrison and Addie are both at 9 and then Bell's at 1.
Okay, so we're on the way for our normal Friday dinner to meet my grandpa, of course.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to head up to school. We're having a 1-hour practice for Lego Robotics tonight.
Alrighty, well, have fun with that, and I hope it's productive for you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. WSTI 783, I'm clear after you.
Sounds good, WSTI 392, clear.
WRZQ607.
WSAX 712, mobile and monitoring.
Sounding pretty good in the repeater. I'm on the Detroit repeater. Just seeing if my buddy can hear the repeater. He's working on it.
Seven 712, copy all, and I will be in standby at this time. Clear.
Roger that. WRZQ627, we're also standing by.
WSTF 401.
WSEZ-287, monitor.
WSFD 595, radio check, repeater check. Station 421, station out there, 421, WIUG 48, copy.
WRCC 829, radio check.
Radio check, you're sounding good. WIUG 48.
WSPW 573, monitoring.
Station 421. Station out there, 421. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
WSFD 595. Radio check.
Station 595, you sounding good? Over.
WSFD 595. Thanks, Jack. I am testing out J-Pole. I have way up in my tree, about 30 feet up. I'm reaching a repeater about 32 miles away, calling from Ypsilanti Township. Over.
Sounding, are you on... On the base station?
WSFD 595, I am on a 5-watt handheld, believe it or not. Over.
Well, the fire fan is doing the job, but let me tell you something. You know, the 5-watt radio is good radio, I'm not saying no. But in the background, you go, and I knew that was on a different radio.
Thanks, Jack. I am hoping that, you know, Santa Claus can bring me a base station, something with like 50 watts. Maybe I'll clear up my signal a little bit. Over.
No problem. Well, good to hear from you and good talking to you. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG, grade 8.
WSPW 573 monitoring.
WSPV 387 monitoring.
WSPI 392, mobile and monitoring.
WSPV 843, mobile and monitoring as well.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87.
Go ahead, 887.
I'm just taking off from work, so, I don't know, 6 o'clock I'll be home or something like that there.
Son is just walking in the door now, and he's wondering where you are. So it's a good thing that you called him. That's all I have to say about that.
I didn't understand a thing you just said.
Said your son just walked in the door and was wondering where you are. So it's a good thing you called. Over.
Yeah, that's where I am. I had to grab the laptop and enter an email and bring the laptop home and, ugh.
So do you have things under control over there? Leaving the place in good hands, I assume?
I think I was the last one out.
I guess that's good, and everything's under control the way it should be. Okay. Yeah, we're going to do Costco. That was the plan, right?
Yes, and I want to push through that. I've been feeling a bit nauseous, so I don't know. I'm going to really plan on doing that.
All right, if you're not up to it, no big deal. We'll do it tomorrow or Sunday or whatever. We'll see how you feel when you get home. You can decide. I'm good to go anytime.
Well, the good thing about being nauseous is I won't overbuy stuff.
Yes, that is true. That's true. Okay. I don't think we normally have that problem anyway. So we're good. Oh, I got Squirrely giving me the evil eye, so I got to go take care of him.
Eight
out. Yes, goodbye. I'll see you a little bit. WSBS 311.
WSBY 430 Southeast Isabel. I'm the team.
WRFK 503 standing by. WRFK 503 calling WRBZ 532.
WSBY 438 giving this wonderful band some chunks. We're out of here.
WRTP 829, Redbeard calling out the big dog for radio check.
Hey, Redbeard, catch you loud and clear. This is Big Dog. Yeah, you're sounding great.
It helps when you can just sit into the beer.
Repeat that.
can kind of hear you, but you were fading out a little bit. Are you in the, are you standing in the front or in the back?
I was sitting on the porch.
Okay, that's loud and clear. That's nice. Wherever you are right now, that's perfect.
I'm standing my lawn now.
All right, well, that's coming out pretty loud and clear. There, we finally got it hooked up right.
Yeah, it helps when I'm in the way.
Got any rain coming down over your area?
Just clouds, no rain.
Yeah, well, it's good to know that we can both take that repeater and make a connection in case of emergency or anything like that.
Now we just need to get an emergency helicopter so we can fly from one place to the other without any problem.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll complete the picture. I'm coming in pretty clear from where I'm at.
Just a little bit of static on my end, but you're pretty clear.
Yeah, helicopter was worse.
Yep, it's that's the next item on the list that I'm waiting for Amazon to have on sale for $40.
Yeah, I did send a message over to Baofeng about the radios jamming each other when they're close by, and they actually responded.
They respond with your home address and let you know that they don't appreciate it?
Well, it wasn't too helpful, that's for sure, and definitely looked like they were struggling with the English a little bit. But it looks like the one guy was saying, if you have the bow things close together, then you really can't talk to them through the repeater.
Well, good to know. Don't see it as a problem, though, because if we're close enough, the receivers don't work. We're close enough to see each other.
Yeah, that's true. We can just talk to each other.
On second thought.
Well, okay. I guess we'll label this experiment a success, and when Armageddon hits, if the cell phones are down but the repeater's up, we'll be able to connect. So I think it's a successful end of experiment.
All right, Mark as a success. Red Beard signing off. WRCC 829.
WRCC 829 out.
This is WCS, and I should look at WCS enemy at least.
5783, copy. What you got going on tonight, buddy?
I had Lego League, and then me and Dad went to get fast food, and then now we're just going to relax while I wait for my Nintendo to update Fortnite.
Did you have a productive night of Lego?
An hour.
All right. Well, we gonna play some hockey together, or what's your plan tomorrow?
Probably will. If I'm feeling it. After soccer, which I'm excited for the season to end.
Yeah, I forgot that's your last day of soccer. So hopefully you'll have enough energy left to be my partner.
Yes, I definitely will.
All right, well, I'll see you and your sisters tomorrow. This is WSCI 783. I'm Claire Epstein.
All right, see you tomorrow. This is WSCI 782.
WSAX 712, monitoring and mobile. WRCY, something, from, what am I, WRUU850, that's it.
Yes, John, WRUG 488.
How you doing, Jack? Well, you know what? Is it almost Halloween, so we'll call you Jack-O-Lantern.
Call me whatever you like. I don't mind. Over.
There you go. How you doing tonight, Jack? I'm just getting home. My son and I went out and did a big bike ride, about 26 miles. I mean, you know, it's not huge, but got it in while the weather was not raining, I guess. I wasn't good, but so now I'm just running out to grab some Chinese food. How about you? What are you up to?
Well, Sean, I'm doing okay, and I have to do a lot of work outside. Those leaves that have to be raked. Then you got to get the lawnmower and you got to, crush them all. Then you got to bag them all. And that's what I did. And I got tired. And then I just came home and lay down a little bit. And I just woke up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of work. I don't do mine. I just, I got an acre and a lot of trees. And it's just... forget it. I just let them mulch down into the ground. Good fertilizer, just as God intended it.
everything is good to mulch them and that's it?
Well, it don't look as pretty, but, you know, that's nature's way. You know, the leaves fall and they rot and decay, and that creates food for the grass and everything like that. But, you know, it don't look pretty. But, yeah, that is kind of the great circle of life. So, you know, I use that as my excuse for why I just let it go, but honestly, it's just I'm lazy.
It's a lot of work. It's really a lot of work. Because you gotta rake it from the fence, then you gotta rake it from the other side of the fence, and of course, you know, you gotta come bag all of them, and that's a work. That's very work, really. I just got tired of it because, you know, when you get 72 years old, you get tired of all that stuff.
Tell me about it. I'm not, I'm 10 years behind you, and I'm tired of it. But, it's a good thing. But if I lived in a really, you know, fancy neighborhood in a big, you know, million-dollar place like you, I'd probably have to keep up on it, too. But I'm just in a working stiff neighborhood with, you know, small houses, so I can get away with it.
Good, you're doing better than I did. That's for sure. Anyhow, so how far are you from the house?
Well, I'm actually heading out to our favorite little Chinese restaurant, Royal Oak. And I am about a mile and a half from it. So I've got to go there. Hopefully the order's ready. And then I got about a four-mile ride home, back home. So, like you said, on my way out to pick up a Chinese curio.
Chinese is good. 26-mile bike ride. It really helps out a lot. Over.
Yeah. I got to do it, pretty regular. When I'm really on top of my game, I'll try to do something like that at least every other day. You know, if the weather really is, you know, really fantastic, you know, I might do it a little more. But I try to every other day do that, and then on the off days I try to do just a little strength training. Not a lot, you know, not like a muscle head, you know, obviously I'm a fat body. But get in and do a little upper body workout because, with the running and the walking and the pedaling, you know, the lower extremities all get work, but you don't get a whole lot of upper, so I try to get half an hour of upper work in on the off days. But I've been slacking in last couple of years, which, and it shows, so I got to work my way back into it. Probably going to sign up for another gym membership. Seems like I was more diligent about it when I had a gym membership.
I'm with a lifetime membership. I go there, you know, I swim a little bit and come out. And every time I go there, there's too many people around there.
Well, I had the Planet Fatness black card or whatever it was where I could go to any club. And that was really handy for traveling because, you know, no matter where I went, there was always a Planet Fitness, so that meant there was a bathroom and showers and all that stuff, so, you know, I could always do that, get a quick workout in, whether I was visiting my kids in Texas or stopping to see a friend in Tennessee or whatever, you know, there was always something, so that worked out nice, but I'm not doing that traveling much anymore with the kids have moved back to Michigan, so I don't have to get down to Texas like I did. My trips are pretty few and far between now out of state. But they closed it all down during COVID, and I didn't want to go in there during COVID, you know, just big petri dish. And then when it opened back up, I never really quite got back into it. But I'm about ready now. Although I think I'd like to switch. Is it Lifetime or I can't remember, any time or lifetime. There's one at 12 Mile and Mound in Warren. So whatever that one is, I think it's lifetime. I'd like to go to that one because they have freeways, which they don't have at Planet Fatness. And freeways are way better than the machines. They have classes that come free with your membership, like spin classes and other various things, just yoga and stuff like that, which I wouldn't mind trying. So it's a little bit more, obviously, and they have less locations, but they got a lot of locations, and it ain't that much more. So maybe I'll try that. I don't know. You know if that's the one you're at? You said Lifetime. Is that the one you're at?
That's a Lifetime through United Healthcare. We got United Healthcare. It's free for you.
Yeah, I gotta check it too, because I know there's certain memberships that they make available through health plans. They all should really. That's good money spent. You know, to get people working out a little bit. Oh man, I just passed my stop, did I? And no, here it is, right here. All right, Jack, I just coming up on my stop here. Got to go in and get my carry out and that. I'll be back out here in a little bit. WRUU 850.
Hi, Sean. WIUG 421, station out there, 421, WIUG 488, copy.
WIUG 488, WRYV 421, what's up, Jack?
At first, how you doing? I haven't heard you, I've been shouting for you all day today. Over.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I took a half a day off of work, and I had a lot to do. My wife is out of town. She left this afternoon, and so I'm kind of home alone here with the dogs, and so I've been busy, but I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Are you going to come up over there tomorrow?
Yes, sir, I'll be there. How about you?
I'm going to be there, too. Over.
Very good, very good. We'll see you in the morning. How was your day?
Oh, so tired from those leaves. You got to rake them. And you got to get them out of the fence. And then another rake you got to do out of the fence. Then you got to go get the lawnmower. Then you got to mulch them all. Then you got to bag them all. Over.
Oh, yes, I understand. Got a lot of leaves here on the front lawn. The problem is my wife puts a lot of Halloween stuff on it, so I can't even mow it or do anything until Halloween is over. But there's always, you know, one or two more mows to do sometime in November, and then I just cut it as short as possible and let it go. Over.
You got your audio is a good audio. Over.
I actually finally was able to get the antenna on the roof. I got a smaller one so that it's not so visible. And hopefully the no one will say anything, you know? Over.
That's good you did that. I'm glad you're on the air tonight. That way I was going to tell you I'm gonna be there tomorrow. Over.
Yeah, definitely going to be there. Going to try to make it a little bit earlier. Last time I got tied up a little bit. I got to stop and get gas. So last week I had to go get my oil changed. So I had to leave a little bit early, but I don't have a lot going on. One of my stepdaughters will be here, so she can wash the dog, and I can take my time. Over.
Last week it was a bad Saturday morning. It was so foggy, I couldn't even see 100 feet away from another, a car. I drove a little bit. I couldn't see nothing. Then I turned around and came back. That's why I was calling you to tell you that. That DC?
Yes. Is that Sean?
Yes, it is. Hey, how you doing?
Man, how are you? Sorry, Jack. Just a sec here. Talk to Sean for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. We'll get Jack in there, too. I just wanted to say hi, and then we'll throw it back and get back in rotation.
All right, you can
talk. Okay, sounds good. I'm going to turn it over to Billy Ryan, 488, Jack. Go ahead.
Sean, you can talk, no problem. Well, we all can talk.
Oh, yeah, no, you know it. Well, we'll see each other. We'll all see each other in the morning, so that works out. Now, I was telling Jack a few minutes ago, before he jumped in here, Son and I just did a bike ride, and I didn't eat anything today yet, so I got home, and Mama said, get some Chinese. So I said, okay. So I went to our favorite little Chinese restaurant, and I'm on my way home with the booty. DC, go.
Thank you, WRUU850. Well, you enjoy your Chinese. Yeah, I didn't feel like making any dinner. So I just went to Kroger and picked up some ice cream out of all things. I don't know. Sometimes I cheat. Anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Jack now. Jack, go ahead.
I went to Sam's Club and picked up a whole chicken, one of them cooked chicken. I came here and cut it in half and put it over the salad, and that's what I ate today.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, I've heard their chicken's pretty good. I don't have Sam's membership anymore. I had one, and I wasn't using it. It's just my wife and I, and no kids anymore, and we just don't eat in stock enough quantity. We eat out a lot, and I do, more so even than her. We just couldn't justify, the quantities and the Sam's membership. I wasn't getting my money's worth. So then I was going to try Costco, and then this BJ's, offered me a membership over there for like $20, and they give you, like $20 off on your first trip in, so it's free in essence. So I figured, okay, I'll try that. And, they got certain things that I definitely go get there, but I just don't buy enough stuff usually to justify the quantities you get at those kind of places. I don't know, Dino, what do you think? But you got still a big enough household that you can make use of a warehouse club?
Oh, yeah. My wife's got Sam's Club all the time. I usually just tag along so I can go check out the meat counter. I pick up a lot of stuff. Pretty decent prices. They get some pretty decent fresh lamb from Australia that I did like to pick up. And, of course, a lot of steak and all that good stuff. They had some of those cowboy steaks, too. They're just an absurd meat. In terms of size, and I also picked up some of the rounds so I can make my own beef jerky. I'm a big meat eater, so yeah, it's worth it. You know, we use a lot of stuff. Over to you, Jack.
I went to Sam Club. I picked up a chicken, like I said, and picked up some banana. They have a green banana there. They ripe too, but they have some a green one too. It lasts you longer. And I went and picked up some, you know, little snacks like chips and all that. Then I picked up some beef sausage, which is good beef sausage they have out that way either. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was up in Traverse City on Tuesday, and I deliberately took, you know, the northern route, 75, 72, 75 home, so I could stop at this meat market up there, you know, on the exit 202, the Alger exit, and there's this place called Narski's Meat Market, and their jerky is so good. Been getting it for decades. Whenever I find myself up that way, I have to stop at Narski's and get a couple of pounds of their jerky. And so I made this special trip on Tuesday on my way home, and I don't know what caused me to make the phone call. I think I was going to enter in the directions on my app, and it said might be closed when you get there. I'm like, oh, boy. So I called them, and sure enough, they were closed on Tuesday. Thank goodness. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. It's only a few miles off the freeway, but that was disappointing. So now I gotta find a good jerky, something, you know, that good meaty jerky like Narski sells. I gotta find an alternative, because I heard last somebody chimed in on this system and said they're closing or it's up for sale or something. So I don't know. Gotta find an alternative. So I'm looking for recommendations. Maybe tomorrow when I see everybody, we can have a sidebar on beef jerky. So I'm just about home. I'm making the turn onto my street here. I do got the Chinese. I want to get in while it's hot. So I'll probably be able to hear each of you one last time before I pull in the driveway. Dino, go ahead. Pick it up. Pass the jack. Catch you guys in a bit. WRUU 850.
All right, guys. We have a good evening. Enjoy the food.
Always
like you take care. WRUU 480.
You have a good dinner and a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. WRUU 850. WRUU 421. Turning it over to Jack.
That'd be great if you guys didn't see all over each other. I guess I went out too fast. Sorry about that, guys. Anyhow, 421, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Anyhow, you take care. And you too, Sean. See you guys tomorrow. WIUG 48, clear.
Guys, WRYG 421.
WRFK 503. Some of you guys are a little too far from that repeater, I think.
Heard every word everybody says, so
I would say no. WRU 850.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Well, hello, Bob. WIUG 48. How you doing?
Hello, Jackalope. WRZP 544. How are you, sir?
Oh, Bob, I'm doing okay. You're just a little bit tired. I was out there 4 hours out there taking care of those leaves. They still not finished yet. That tree's not even half down yet. Over.
Roger that. I've been copying the mail there, Jackalope. Yeah, I don't have that problem mainly. I blow them like, 3 feet away from the house with the blower. And I've got a great west wind here that takes them right across into the big field there. The farmer, he loves it. So it's all good here. But, used to do that, brother. Know what that means, get out there. That's time-consuming and that's labor, Roger.
Bob, that's for sure. It's the labor, really. You know, all my hand is so tired, you know, raking them, put them in the one corner, then you got to rake them out of the fence, because you got a fence out there, rake it out of the fence, bring them down a little bit, then go get the lawnmower, then crush them with the lawnmower, then bag them up. That's work. Over.
Bought myself a blower, a real good one, a backpack blower. Oh, it's a Hurricane. Several years ago for that very reason when I bought this. I retired it here in 2010, so I've had it quite a while, and it does the trick because I've got nothing but big oak trees, ash trees, all kind of pine trees, northern willows on my property, and let me tell you, they tend to pile up, so yeah, it was an investment. Either that or you need to get a vacuum cleaner for your riding lawnmower, Roger.
Bob, I know what you're saying. I don't have that, you know, blow them away and that's it. No, I'm in the corner house, so I'm surrounded by trees from everybody. Over.
Jackalope. I truly do, my friend. Like I said, man, that blower was the best thing I ever bought. And as small as my missus is, she'll even throw it on and get out there. But as I said, one of the big pluses here is I've got a beautiful continuous west wind. Rarely changes any direction here where I'm at in my location. So it takes them right out of the... Like I said, I just blow them front of the house there about 2 feet. And the wind does the rest, Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Yeah, you're right. Well, Bob, I got to get something to drink and have a little bit of ice cream. So good talking to you and good to hear from you. You take care. I'll talk to you a little bit later anyhow. WIUG 48.
We'll do it again there. And take it easy on them leaves and don't overdo it there. And tell Santa Claus you want a leaf blower backpack for Christmas. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. I think he's still on.
WRPD 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Bob, are you still monitoring?
myself with a late evening here in the Radio Shack. Good evening. The cart WRZT 544 returning.
Hello, Bob. How are you doing today? I heard you talking to Jack just a minute ago. I thought I'd say hello for a quick minute. Over.
That. No complaints. All systems go here. Been a pretty laid-back day, all in all. Been kind of drowsy, but we're getting some rain. We could definitely use more. So thanks for asking, and hopefully you and yours are well. Over.
Yeah, copy that. It's been an overcast day here and a little bit of rain, and like yourself, we definitely could have used a little bit more, but I know people are happy to get outside and work on their yards and stuff like that, too, so that's all I know. Over.
Roger that. We'll take all the Indian summer we can get. We're looking at high 60s and lows, nothing freezing yet. Of course, we did have a couple that were below freezing there, maybe 2 or 3 days so far. But other than that, nope, living the dream here. So you and yours have a good evening, and well, I'm sure we'll talk later up here later in the wee hours. Kurt, always a pleasure to have you in my home, sir. WRZP 544, clear, monitored on your final.
Yeah, real quick, Bob, I was going to ask you, how's my signal coming in? Over.
Rosie, I was going to say something, but you are staticky, but you're definitely readable, but you've got a considerable amount of static in your transmission.
Any idea what might be causing that? You think I'm a little short of getting a repeater? I am only on 20 watts right now.
I didn't mean that in a harmful way. It could be any number of gremlins, atmospheric conditions, leaves falling out of the trees, somebody farted in Alabama, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I don't really know what I could have done any different over here, other than close my window on my wire, but I have it protected. I have the window notched to accommodate the diameter, so I don't know. I'm going to have to maybe check SWR or something like that. I'm not sure. Over.
That. Kiss it. You know that terminology. You know, the best part of your radio is your transmission line. Without it, you're not talking and you don't have any ears. So check your power supply, go through it, check your connectors, and as you say, check the old SWRs and that antenna. Those are important critters to keep an eye on, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. All right, well, again, it's always good to speak with you. I appreciate your input. This is WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, and good speaking with you, Bob. You take care, and I am clear on your final.
48, Kurt, yep. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, you know, troubleshoot it there, but I check your transmission line, and of course, your old SWRs, you'll nail it down, because typically, you hit me with a crystal clear modulation and signal here, so maybe a little popcorn in the background, but that's to be expected, so you'll get her, brother. Anything we can do or anybody can help on the band, you just ask them. There's plenty of experts out there. It's typically free. Kurt, always a pleasure. WRZP 544. Clear and monitoring the frequency.
Thank you. 448 clear.
WRZP 544. This is WSTY 717. Man, you killed me with that fart comment in Alabama. How's my signal sound up there, Sheboygan County, Bob?
Good evening, sir. sir. Forgive me. I missed the numbers. I was blanking with the SDR. Good evening. You're crystal clear there. Great on the modulation and great signal there. You're definitely getting into the repeater. So whatever you're doing, keep doing what you're doing, Roger.
No problem. It's WSTY 717. Name's Reed, Romeo Echo, India Delta. Weather's pretty good down here, and we're in Walled Lake, just maybe 25 miles west of Detroit.
To that, pleasure to meet you, Reed. I believe it's the first time we've been on the frequency together. So, yeah, much the same weather here. I'm sure you were copying in the mail there. Leaves have changed beautifully. A lot of rain we've had in the last couple of days. It's definitely dropped them for the most part. But, yeah, like I said, we're going to have some nice weather here, upper 60s and nothing below freezing. So we'll take what Mother Nature gives us because we know what's coming, Roger.
Roger, Roger. It's we had a little windstorm come through here 48 hours ago, and it knocked a lot of leaves off, so things look much different than they did just a couple of days ago. But, yeah, we're having fun down here. That's my 7-year-old playing radio. We were just doing a little bit of coda hunting on 40-meter, and figured I'd flip over to the GMRS repeater and see if there's any activity. Over.
That, sir. The wee hours in the evening can be very interesting, too, let me tell you. Some great conversations, and all the problems get solved for the world, and in radio, if you got questions, it gets pretty interesting. So, again, pleasure meeting you there, and if you ever get this way, we'll make sure that we say hello, and if you ever get this way and need anything, don't feel shy. Have a good evening, sir. You and yours, WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final.
I appreciate that. It was a pleasure meeting you as well, Bob. This is WSCY 717, clear.
WRVU 954.
IUG, please. Go ahead. 954.
Jack, what's going on?
Oh, not much, except a little bit of hard work outside with the leaves. Then come home, got a little tired. I lay down a little bit and I fall asleep. Didn't get up till about an hour ago.
Well, there you go. Now you'll be awake till 2 in the morning. Yeah, I heard that that cheap leaf picker-upper, it's called the wind. I just let the wind blow them where they want.
You know that. It always blows the way they want, not what you want. Over.
Yeah, that's a good thing about living out in the country. Nobody complains about leaves. And, yeah, usually what I do is I get out my leaf blower and I blow them into the woods. Or at least off the driveway so they're not piled up. The gutters are what I'm more worried about, but I just wait until they're done falling and then have somebody clean out the gutters. But, yeah, I'm on my way now to pick up a combo deer license because I'm starting to see quite a few different bucks on my trail cameras, so I think I'm going to, I can't get into my tower blind until I get my exterminator to go up in there and make sure there's no wasp nest, because the window was open for two years now the window's been open, so I don't want to go up there and get stung, so I'm going to set up a pop-up blind, I think, and do some hunting, but I usually buy my my hunting license when I buy my fishing license, and for apparently this year I did not do that, so I'm on my way to get it now, because if I order it online I won't have it for like a week.
for sure. Just like Bob, when Bob does his leaves, he blow away, and he doesn't care. Over.
Roger that. Did I hear a break in there? All right. I guess no break. Thought there was a break. Oh, that's a pretty cool Halloween. I'm going through a subdivision now. I'm going over to Dunham's on Hall Road, and if they're still there, they better be. It says they're open till 9. I cut through the subdivision, and a pretty cool little Halloween display there. I'm sure it's not one of those big ones. I know somewhere, I think in Clinton Township, they got a bunch of houses that are decorated for Halloween.
They are. I was out there yesterday, and I was on 23 Mile, and I seen a lot of houses had those Halloween, you know, big pumpkin plastic. They're all over the front yard, and it lights up. They light up really good. Over.
Roger that, yeah. I like those big skeletons that are like 12 feet tall. Those are kind of neat. I don't know if they light up or not, but I've seen a couple of them when I was driving in daylight at a couple of houses, and I think that's pretty neat. They're like 12, 13 foot tall skeletons.
I seen a couple of them too. Yesterday I was out there at 32 Mile in Gratiot. And that's what I see him. I had to go get some from there and come back. I went a few of them, and they really, you know, they had him. I don't know how they had him stand up, but they were standing up, though. You don't see nothing except nothing but bones.
Yeah, they were pretty neat. I bet they're like $200 a piece, so as big as they are. I seen one blow-up thing where it was like a UFO with a cow getting sucked up into it. I'm like, oh, I need to get that for my house. That's perfect out in the country.
And then I go with my daughter, and she had him, you know, right on the building. And when you get close to them, they call you just like that.
Wow, that was pretty good. You should do sound effects. He sounded just like one of those.
I got the dime. That's I told her, I said, what do you put on? She said, well, that's for the kids. Over.
Yep, that's pretty neat. All right, I'm parking right now. I'm going to run in and grab this combo license, and then I'll be back on the air in a minute. Well, probably about 5 minutes. So I'll catch you a little bit. WRVU 954.
Captain Don, WIUG 88.
WSSS 317. Hey, Jack, we connected the other night. I'm in Lexington Township. I heard you guys talking about Halloween decorations. If you pass through Romeo, there's a street there called Tilton Street, and then these guys, that entire street puts out a major Halloween decoration.
By Romeo Blank on 23 Mile or 25 Mile?
This one is on Van Dyke, just north of 31, between 31 and 32 Mile, right before you get into downtown Romeo.
I got you, but you're sounding good today anyhow. Over.
Thanks for that. Yeah, just sitting in the back listening to you guys.
Yeah, we always chit-chat. I always chit-chat with them, you know. That is good anyhow. Well, good to hear from you. You take care. And you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Thanks, Jack. You too. With the SSSD.
Station 544, are you out there, Bob?
RZP 544, I sure am.
Talking to Captain Dunn. I don't know if you know Captain Dunn or not.
Copied the mail on that. I think I'd give him a call here. I hope he logs back in here after he gets done at Dunham's, and I'll give him a shout, Roger.
He'll be back out, he said, in 5-10 minutes. He wants to get his deer license. That's why. Over.
Roger that. I copied the mail there. Halloween decorations and running into Dunham. So, yeah, I'll be out in the shack for quite a while this evening, Jack. I'll be around the band.
Hey, talk to you a little bit. WIUG, 48.
All right, let's try that again. WRVU 954 monitoring.
Hi, Captain Don.
Hey, how's it going? I got my license. I'm all set.
You got one or two? Over.
Oh, I got the combo. Just in case I want to shoot the little 4 and 6 point running around and then wait for the big one. I seen, I couldn't count the points on the camera because he didn't, the picture wasn't great, but it's at least an 8 point, if not bigger. Pretty decent one running around, but only seen him this morning on the cam, so he might have just been passing through. But I've had some smaller ones around, and I don't have any meat in the freezer, so anything that's got antlers is probably gonna volunteer itself for my freezer.
Captain Don, it may be make it, you know, he may be, you know, can buy to make you a little bit jealous. That way you can see him. Over.
Roger that. Yep. Yeah, I've been watching. I got the trail camera on the tree. Should have two, but one of them decided to quit working. And then I've got a 4G... security camera on my one deer blind in the field where I usually plant clover. Hasn't been planted for a while, but they're still hanging out there. And yeah, on that live camera, it has motion sensor, so it notifies me if there's motion. And then I turn on that live camera and watch. There was two smaller bucks fighting the last couple nights at night, in the middle of the night. And I can't hunt them at night, but at least they're there. Yeah, and then that bigger one, and then a big 6 point too. Not huge, but bigger than the two other little ones that were fighting as was there this morning too. So they're moving around, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do that. You know, they move around really, and especially during the evening. They really move around because they get hungry, you know what I mean? And tomorrow the weather is not going to be, it's not going to be a little bit cold, it's going to be a little bit warm, so you won't see them till little bit before dark, but that's the time they're going to come out. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, right now they're hungry for something besides food. They're already chasing the does around. That big one this morning, it had the smaller buck chasing a doe, and then the doe ran away from him a little bit, and he stood there watching her, and then all of a sudden he took off in the other direction, and that's when the big one came in. So they're already starting to chase the does. The full moon has got them going into rut earlier this year, is my guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was out at West Bloomfield a couple of days ago, and a couple of big does. They were very big does. I would say weighed about 160, 170 pounds. They both jumped right in front of me. I had no other choice. I was at Middlebelt crossing the road. And both of them jumped, one on another one. I don't know what happened, but they did. And I couldn't take no picture of them because they were fast. They were going. There was no stopping for them. Over.
Roger that. They probably had a big old buck behind them chasing them. That's cool. Yeah, definitely action going on. I'm getting the itch again. I used to be out there every evening that I could since it's right in my backyard. And all this health stuff, I kind of was, you know, it was definitely not one of my priority things. But, yeah, I've been feeling better. So I think it's time. Time to put venison in the freezer.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I get a deer. I make some sausage though, and make some sausage for the morning sausage. Also, it used to be my mom. She liked the big butt. She used to cook it. You leave it in the water, cook it, and she used to put all kinds of vegetable with it. It tastes so good, and that deer was eating nothing but corn. And I like it this way. I like it like a shish kebab. You put some onions, you put some green pepper, and some tomatoes, and put it on the grill. And when you do that, get some of that good old beer. You know, stout. I don't know if you know, I've ever heard of stout beer, the dark beer. And put it on top, and let it root.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind of beer I like. I don't drink very much, man. I haven't drank in a long time. But, yeah, that dark beer is what I like. A little bit bitter. Oh, yeah. Nice ice cold, so there's ice on the bottle. Yeah, and then the butt roast. I started doing the roast, the venison roast, a couple of years ago, and I can't remember. I got to remember how I did it because it was so good. I know there was this little contraption. I think that's how I got the recipe. There was this little contraption where you plug it in, and you can even plug it in a 12-volt, I believe. And you put everything in this little glass pan and has a lid on it, and then it heats it up, and it actually cooks it. You got to leave it there all day. But they actually made it so you could cook it while you're hunting, and then when you get done hunting for the night, it's ready. And, oh, man, that was good. It was, you know, obviously small pieces of roast, not a huge butt roast, but same concept. And, yeah, man, that was good.
And that we used to go hunting with a motorhome, and when you get a deer, believe me, I get the whole heart, and the liver, clean them all up, everything, take everything out first and clean them up, put them in a big pot, put some green onion with them, put some onions, and put some green pepper, and cook it. cook it, and really it tastes so good. And that's when you want to eat those, the hearts and the liver. You don't want them till the next day or something like that, because they're still fresh. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, we had the heart once. My friend's dad cooked it up, and it was pretty good. Never thought of eating it until he did that. And then the liver, honestly, I haven't tried any sort of liver in quite some time, but I'd be willing to try it again, that's for sure. Because I know a lot of things that I didn't like when I was a kid, I try again, and I'll end up liking it. So, like black olives, I used to hate them, and I just love them now.
Maybe one day you come by me, I'll show you the black olives here. There's a place here on 18 and Ryan. They call it a dream market. You go walk in there. I don't know how far you're from that. You go walk in there, you see all kinds of different olives. You'll love that. You just say, oh, you know what? Can I take all that home? Over.
Yeah, that's not too far from where I'm at. Not far at all. I'll have to drive out there when I wake up early enough and check it out. But yeah, other than that, not a whole lot going on. Do you try listening to any of the space station passes with that radio?
I try, and I do have the app on my cell phone. What time they come up, all that. I try a couple of times, which is good. A lot of people calling. I mean, I don't know if you're going to get a chance to call or not. Over.
Yeah, I did a few passes yesterday or the day before. Early in the morning, though. You probably weren't even awake yet. I think the last one I did was at 9 in the morning, and it was funny, like the first pass at like 5 or 4 in the morning, I made like 6 contacts, then the next pass, it was only me and one other guy from Grand Rapids area, and then the pass after that, it was pretty busy, and I only made like 4 contacts, but yeah, it's fun. It's hard to get in, especially with the HT. Actually, the HT and that arrow antenna I got, it gets you in pretty good. But, yeah, just that rubber duck, mostly you just listen on that. But, so you're hearing quite a bit just with that rubber antenna, huh?
You know what? It comes in very clear. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm close by the window or something like that. It does. It comes very clear. And that little radio.
Yeah, it's surprising, you know, how well. And that's the biggest thing, too, is if you can hear it, then you're okay for trying to transmit when you get your license, of course. But a lot of people won't hear anything, and they'll just start calling out, and they're not realizing they're hitting a repeater. But they're keying up over other people because they can't hear. So, yeah, that's good that you can hear. Once you get your license, you can actually give it a shot when you're actually hearing people, and you'll probably make a contact. I haven't heard any of the astronauts on. Matthew Dominic, actually, his crew 8 just splashed down last night, and it was a 100% normal and safe splashdown, but I guess they took all 4 of them to the hospital for something, and one of them is admitted and under observation, but in stable condition. So, but they won't say what the problem was or which astronaut it was because of HIPAA laws. So it's kind of interesting because I watched the splashdown, and when they all came out of the capsule, they were smiling and waving. So. They were up there for almost pretty close to a year. It was 200 and some days they were up there. A year is 365, so pretty neat, yeah. So now Nick Hague, I think his name is. I don't know how to actually say it. It's H-A-U-G-E or something like that. He's a ham operator, and he's still up there. So you might end up hearing him one of these days making contacts. He'll just jump in with all the people you're hearing. So if you hear anyone as such, you know that's the astronaut. And kind of cool to hear that, too, even if you can't translate yet.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, you know, sometime at night, at 9 o'clock, they come up like 9:05, 9:10, something like that in there. But I turn it on usually at 8:30, and I can hear them coming by here. Over.
Give me 1 second. I got to back in here, and then I'll respond to that. All right, yeah, right now they're starting about 2 in the morning, and then I think the last pass is like noon almost. So it changes, though. Like, it'll, you know, then tomorrow night it'll start at like 1:30 and end at like 11:30. And then, it gets to be sometimes the passes are all basically overnight, and then they'll start popping into the evening a little bit when people are awake, and then eventually it'll go back to being all day passes. So on that, yeah, make sure on that app you turn on, or you turn off visible passes only, because that only shows the ones that you can see. If you shut that off, visible passes only, then you'll see every single time it goes overhead.
Yeah, John, I'm going to try to do that today. What time do you think is the best time tonight?
Oh, I guarantee they're done for the night. Let me see here. I think it starts at like 2 in the morning tonight. I'm looking right now. The first one is at 2. Oh, actually, wait a minute. I just goofed up. All right, the first one is actually at 1:41 a.m., 3 degrees. That ain't a very long pass. The first really good pass would be 3:14 a.m., and then the last one, I got so many satellites on here. 9:43 a.m. is almost straight overhead. You'll hear that one good, 9:43 a.m. And then there's a 11:20 a.m., 10 degrees. That one's not that great. It's probably the last one, yeah. So they're starting at 1 a.m. and going to 11:20 right now a.m. So they're pretty much overnight and into the morning right now.
Yeah, you know what? 9:43, we're going to be out there at breakfast time. If tomorrow is breakfast, so why don't you come down if you can?
Oh, that's right, tomorrow's Saturday. Yeah, my sleep schedule's messed up again. I'm staying up all night again. I'll have to see what transpires. I woke up at like 3 o'clock p.m. today. So that's my problem with the breakfast, is if you guys were doing like a late lunch or dinner even, I would probably be able to make it, but the breakfasts are, eh.
No problem. Maybe next time, anyhow. No big deal. Anyhow. Well, how far are you from the house?
How far am I from where I'm at to the restaurant? Is that what you're asking?
Are you going up tonight, or are you staying here tonight?
I'll probably be staying here. I haven't really decided yet, but yeah, most likely I'll be here. I just wanted to get that license out of the way while I was thinking about it, so the next time I am up there, I'm good to go.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't blame him. You know what? That would be a hell of a thing to go there tomorrow and find out what they got. You know, the problem is I don't have the thing, you know, like Myers by me. It's about maybe 5 miles or something like that. And when you go to Myers, it's just a little bit of headache because you can't find nobody there at the counter. So you got to go around to find somebody to get in the counter. Over.
Yep, gotcha. All right, I'm trying. Hang on a minute, I got to try to figure something out about my text messages here.
Jack, you're talking about this app about the satellite coming over us. What app is that going to be?
See, you go in Myers, and there's nobody around. You stand over there with the, you know, sport, the counter, where they issue the license. You stand around there, nobody around. So you got to go all the way up front and ask the girl in the front to see who's working at that night out that way. Over.
Yeah, I found that if you want a license, you're probably better off to go to Donna's or someone that actually gets it on the spot.
Well, Dunham is good for that right away. Sometimes you got to chase them, two of those Dunhams, because they just work three, four different departments over that when you go to Dunham. But they're always there. They always say, okay, can I, when you walk in, you'll see them walking around in the front. They tell them, okay, I need a license. They'll come with you right away and give you that. But Myers, no, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I went to Dunham's and nobody was there. I just walked right in, walked right up to the desk, and I was out in like 2 minutes. It was great.
Yeah, well, Dunham is really easy for that, really. I have Dunham here, but it's about a mile and a half away. And Meyer is not too far from me, but you don't get... Myers is a little bit hard to do, but Dunham's no. Every time I go there, they're there. Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? That's what I guess.
Roger that, yeah. I don't know why these people walk with black clothes on. I just almost watched somebody get hit walking around with black clothes.
What do you think? They think it's Halloween time? When Halloween comes down, you wear black and you wear orange and you wear different suits.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got motion at my front door. Oh, it's probably my, Halloween lights setting off my camera.
Hey, Captain Don, that's what happened. Well, you got Halloween out there, and you got a camera there. Then a little bit wind to blow, you see everything in the front of you.
Yep. Ugh. So yeah, what did I say, 1 o'clock that starts? 2, 3, well, 3 o'clock is the first good pass. Hopefully I'll be asleep by then. And then, I hate when the space station goes over like it is now. Because if I don't stay up all night and then into the morning, or if I don't go to sleep at like 8 o'clock at night and wake up at 3 in the morning, I miss half of the passes.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I do that. I wake up at night at 3 o'clock and stay up and, you know, turn the radio on and all that. I don't hear nobody. But now I got this radio, I can turn it on and say, let me see what these guys up to out that way.
Yeah, I would say if you want to actually hear people, it'd probably be better off, you know, like in the daylight hours, especially on the weekends. But yeah, there's even people there at 3 in the morning. Like, you know, there's been night times at 2, 3, 4 in the morning I'm working that satellite, and, you know, I'll get like 7 contacts at night. It's like, wow, nobody sleeps. It's pretty funny.
Sounds like everybody wants to go to work and talk to these guys out that way.
Yep. Ooh, I think I see eyes in my whoop here. I'm going to zoom in on this spot and see what it is on the camera. I'm watching the camera while I'm talking.
Enjoyable to do that. Really enjoy anything. It's really good. And you'll like it. You know, watch the camera all the time. Maybe one of them skeletons comes in the front.
Well, back when I was planting that clover for my food plot, and I was hunting every day, I worked midnight shift, and I'd have the camera on all night whenever I wasn't actually doing a job, when I was sitting down at the table, and I'd be watching it, and I don't know how many times, like, a big 8 or 10 point would come by at like 3:30 in the morning, and I'd text my boss with a picture of the buck, and he'd be like, all right, you can leave early today, change your time, and then I'd take off and get out in the blind before it got light out to try to get him. I had a good boss, so he was pretty cool. They're in hunting season, I'd be like, just text him a picture of a big buck, and he'd be like, all right, change your time, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right about that. Really, there's some good people out there that let you go home and all that. They do. I ran into about 3-4 of them like that. He said, well, what's wrong, Jack? And I said, oh, you know what? I don't know. I don't feel like you're standing up right now, you know. He said, okay, then go home. You like to go home? You go home. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the deal was I had to bring him some venison steaks, though, when I got one. So there was a deal behind it. But I didn't mind, yeah, because back then I'd shoot $2 a year, and I always had venison. I miss having venison, and it's like I'm starting to see all these deer now, and I went out there and tried to change the batteries in both cameras that are on the tree, and the one camera's dead. And it's a muddy, so I ended up getting a hold of Muddy Outdoors, trying to at least. They haven't answered their email at all, so I see they had a Facebook page, so I sent them a message on Facebook, says, don't you guys check your emails? You know, I got this camera that only works for like a month and a half, and it's dead, and you guys aren't answering your email. So they started talking to me through Facebook Messenger, and I'm like, this is just wrong, man. Either they're getting a million emails and they don't have enough people to freaking respond to them, or they're just really poor customer service. But I'm hoping they just send me a new camera to replace it. That'd be cool. We'll see.
Depends how long you had the camera. They replace it, yeah, they will, but how long you had it, that's what they go by. And some of them, you know, some of them really, I had a couple of cameras here too. And one of them I got it out of Cabela's, and Cabela says, well, we cannot exchange it to you. I mean, I said, what's the reason? And he said, it's been over 6 months first, and you bought it that way, but you didn't read the fine print. It says, if there's nothing wrong with it, if it's working and all that, I say, I don't know, but it's not working the right way. It's all flashing. That's all it's doing.
Customer service is a thing of the past. WRZP 544.
Hey, 544, Captain Don here. How you doing?
Better done, it'd probably be illegal. I heard you on earlier there getting your license, and yep, much like yourself, getting out and looking at the trail cams, getting them set, and fixing. Hopefully, it'll be a prosperous season. We can shoot all the does we want up here, get all the doe permits you want.
Roger that. I think it's like that down here too, and it's, I don't know, down here it's kind of discouraging. They say, well, at least where I'm at, they say that there's so many does down here they need to thin the herd, and in certain areas that's definitely true. That's definitely true. For some reason, right around me, there's not an abundance of does, and I guess I never shoot does on my property. I get them used to me when I'm mowing or when I'm out doing stuff out in the woods or fields, and they don't really, they're not scared of me. And they always have their fawns in my food plot area in my woods, and I can walk out to my deer blind, they can be in the food plot, and they just watch me climb up in it. And they don't run off, and then that just pays dividends when these bucks start chasing them, because they're safe in the food plot. So they'll be in the middle of the food plot eating, and a buck will come by and they'll be like, oh, man, there must not be nothing wrong here because she's standing out in the middle of that field. And then if it's big enough, it gets in trouble.
Roger that. I can relate. A couple notes. Customer service is a thing of the past in this country, but we won't go there. When I was in the military, in the Army, they're serving all over. Best place to shoot deer was in the ammo dump. Nobody was shooting at them there during deer season, Roger.
Yeah, that reminds me of, I used to go fish over on the Clinton River over by Brain Park, Yates Cider Mill, and there's the Detroit Sportsman's Congress, so the river snakes behind that. And, man, the amount of bucks and deer in general that I've seen, there's like a super fun site on one side of the river and the Detroit Sportsman's Congress on the other, and there's deer all over there.
Copy. I was just reading a DNR email here the other day. Several counties down south extended one of the seasons. I'm not sure bow season or rifle season. They extended up here as well for doe. We're inundated with them. There's more deer up here than you can shake a stick at. And then quite a few. I'm right next to the Pigeon River up here, my QTH. It's just a stone's throw from the house here. I have several private property I hunt. It hadn't been hunted in generations, so it's like shooting fish in a barrel. And then like yourself, we've got the deer here in the local area here. Yep. The dogs don't even bother them, and they don't bother the dogs, Roger.
Yeah. It's just really strange how the deer population works down here. Because, like I said, around the 5 miles around my house, there's not a ton of them. But, like, I'll go, like, 10 miles to the east, and there's this one farmer's field that has a woods in the middle of it, and you can just see the browse lines on the trees. Like, there's way too many deer. As high as they can reach, they were browsing on them trees. Yeah, but out by my house, it's not like that. It's just really strange. It's like, and it's a good area for holding deer, because I see deer all the time in my fields and stuff. It's just, but yeah, I did see a yoke on my camera last night in between all the deer pictures, and they're definitely yokes around. And I go outside at night and I can hear them. So I usually wait until after deer season's over with the mess around with them, unless one's unlucky enough to come within bow range when I'm bow hunting. Then I'll dispatch it.
Copy on all of that there. That's one of my specialties. Years ago, I invested in another hobby that cost a lot of money. I did build myself a cupper. Of course, my military background, I built a real nice sniper rifle for myself and got all my paperwork, and I had the suppressors, and then built a real nice 223, because you have to switch off here for the coyote. 308's fine in the day, then you got to go down to 223 in the evening. But like yourself, I don't go out in the deer season. But back to it, I have the thermal scope. I have real good ATN night vision scope as well, and then digital as well. I went all out, but I spent quite a time with the thermal just sitting here in the front yard. And like yourself, a coyote up here is thick and thin too. And occasionally this time of year, I'll get a call about somebody's private property and pop a few of them. But yeah, I leave the deer hunters alone, like yourself.
Hey, go ahead and continue, because I got to do some work here at the house. You guys take care of both of you. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, we'll catch you later on. Good talking to you, as always.
All right, Jack, hello. You have a good evening. Stay frosty. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County for identification purposes.
Yep, so how you been other than the hunting stuff? Been doing all right?
Sure, if I screwed the pooch or not, to be honest with you, but thank you for asking. I had a couple major surgeries. I think I get them done before deer season, but unfortunately, I had a honeydew list a mile long to do around the property here and on the house, so I was behind the curve, but I go out the better half and I. We head out quite often in the side-by-side there, and even with the night vision and thermal gear, even during the day while elk. I keep pretty good eye on the elk up here, but healed up from the surgeries, catching up pretty good, getting things down here. I got some antenna work to do before the snow flies, but again, thank you for asking, so hopefully you're doing well.
Yeah, that's good, because I think it's been a while, so I caught you on in the middle of the night that one time, and I honestly don't jump over here enough. I should, because I'm on the ham bands all the time, but I think you had an infection or something, and I was hoping that went well, so I'm glad it did. Them elk up there, I'm not sure what area you live in. I just know that in the Pigeon River Forest, you can't ride the side-by-sides unless it's plated and on the dirt roads, and that kind of bummed me out when I found that out. I can get mine plated, but right now the only thing I don't have is the right tires, so, you know, I'm just debating whether I want to get it plated or not, because then they're saying your insurance goes up, and, I mean, that's one of my most enjoyable things is I'll go up there and I'll stay at Clear Lake State Park, and then I'll jump in the truck and I'll go look at all the elk and take pictures and whatnot, and when I got this side-by-side, I was like, yeah, that'll be awesome. I don't have to ride around in the truck. I can jump in the side-by-side, and when it's a nice day out, and grab my camera stuff and just, you know, stop on the sides of the roads and take pictures. And then I find out you have to have a plate because you can't ride them on them dirt roads. I'm like, oh, man.
Roger that. Yeah, last time we talked, it was the wee hours of the night there. It has been a while. But, yeah, range of motion, it's coming back. I did what the doctor said, and I didn't escape after surgery, so all that went well. But, their population here is excellent. Here in Sheboygan County now, I happen to be coming back from a VA appointment in Mackinac and seeing a commercial for Kubota. 0% financing. Well, I figure, what the heck, I'll use their money. Long story short, I bought a diesel Kubota side-by-side, hydraulic dump, windshield, yada yada, wiper, all that. No heater, none of that crap. But anyway, I just upgraded to an Arcat Pro Crew Limited Edition 6-seater, man. I love this thing. But here in Sheboygan County, you can even ride them along the side of the road, and in the Pigeon River, I'm okay until I cross over into what is Otsego County there, damn near the Gaylord line. Then I can't. But no, you're fine with your side-by-side as long as you're in Sheboygan County and the Pigeon River. I can actually open my door and kick the Pigeon River from my house right now.
Yeah, I remember, was it spring or summer, I went for the sturgeon, it wasn't really the sturgeon guard, it was after that was done. Actually, that's what it was. I was up there at Black Lake for the UAW thing for the week, and that was in June, I think, and coming out of Black Lake and going south, you can take I guess it's probably a side-by-side trail because it was really sandy and it looked big enough to be a road, but it was so deep sand I was kind of leery in my truck, but I just kept moving trying to get off of it and get on a dirt road. But I'm pretty sure I ended up going all the way down to where you can't ride the side-by-sides, and they got that Michigan elk welcome thing in the middle of the woods. So I probably should stay at the state campground there by the UAW and then just ride out of there and try to find some new areas to look at elk if I ever the next time I go up to do camping, probably I'll probably try that.
Good copy, and Roger that. Before I bought, I did stop down to Gaylord there at the DNR and had the maps, and had a long conversation with the gentleman about what I could and could not do as far as my side-by-side goes. I've never had an issue. I'm okay. You're still okay with the truck if you've got your ORV sticker. Now, as you know, you got to have that same ORV and trail sticker. They're still running around here, but we've never had an issue. And I passed them several times, DNR, never had an issue. And then I even went as far as, I'm 100% disabled. I went ahead and got my paperwork there to hunt out of my truck and my side-by-side. That was another reason I upgraded. That also gives me the privileges here where it is red state, no ORV. I am allowed to travel, though, so that's a blessing as well.
Yeah, that's another thing that kind of irked me a little bit is that whole hunter disabled thing, because I'm disabled and getting Social Security disability, but that ain't enough. You actually have to have disability where you have a hard time walking or can't remember what the criteria was. And even though I'm 100% disabled by Social Security disability, it's not disabled enough to get that special hunting thing, and that just kind of irked me. I mean, I guess I should be happy that I can walk into the woods and I can still walk around, but it's not the easiest thing. I got neuropathy in my feet that bother me, and I'm sure when it gets cold, and I'm sitting outside, that could make it so I have a hard time walking back. So maybe I should explore that with my doctor and see. Maybe I can get it.
Service officer up here. Unfortunately, they closed our VSW due to lack of membership. Everybody's passed. No, you just nailed it on the head there, brother. Go see your doctor and tell him exactly what you do. Print the form out. It's online there. Get one for your, you just turn that into the DNR. You'll get a permanent sticker and a piece of paperwork. And then, of course, I make copies and I keep one in the truck and the side-by-side. Yeah, but no, all your symptoms, you meet the criteria, and I'm sure you'll find your doctor will be happy to sign off on that for you. I'm almost 99.9%, brother.
Yeah, I'll have to make a doctor's appointment and print out that form and see. Yeah, he's pretty good. I even got a handicap permit, so. If I got a handicap parking permit, I honestly don't use it unless I'm having, you know, a bad day where I need to park close, because I don't really want to take it away from somebody that needs it, but I got it if I need it. And that's the way I look at it. You know, I might be okay when it's warmer out, but when it gets colder out, you know, I might not be able to walk as far, so yeah, I'll have to check into that. Good deal. It just cracks me up hearing your voice, because I got a buddy that lives up there. Jay, his name's Jay, I'm having a brain fart on his last, he's the president of Surgeon for Tomorrow, and you sound so much like him.
We probably ran into one another there on the Sturgeon Guard at Black Lake there. The XYL and I have been doing that for years together, and we continue to, so you might have seen a big blue Ford Super Crew. That was neat, but spent right down to where they were pulling them out and tagging them, and of course I'm an avid photographer as well. They're amateur, of course. And I kill great pictures last year and then the preceding years, but we probably stepped on the same ground up here. But camping, if you need, there's 40 foot that sits out beside my home. You're welcome in it, you and yours, and then if you got your own, you can go out on the back side of the property here and pitch your tent out, and you'll be fine. But you feel free to camp up here and save them pennies for your hobbies, Roger.
Well, I much appreciate that. I'll have to definitely take you up on that, because all I do is pop up a tent and. I even got one of those little shower enclosures and whatnot, so I take a quick shower, and everything is, I usually go to state park campgrounds if I can, just for the, you know, luxury of having the shower house, but I've got all the stuff to just set everything up and be good, so yeah, I'll have to, I still have your email somewhere and all that, I'll have to look it up. Probably won't be doing it now until it gets warmer again next year, but I didn't make it up camping at all this year, and kind of kicked myself in the butt for that too, because I was going to go up to St. Helen, and there's a friend of Eric that I'm sure you've heard him on here. I can't remember his call sign for GMRS, but up by his cabin, his friend Mark was a ham, and I spent so many nights just working the International Space Station and all the other satellites, and he was always on there, and I got a YouTube channel that I go live on, and he was the first one that said hi, and he passed away probably about a month ago now, and I never got to meet him in person, so I'm kicking myself in the butt for that, but I'm definitely going to go camping next year. I'm not waiting.
Like Professor Don, part of my disability with the military, I do have a bit of a TBI. I've probably forgotten more about electronics than I'll ever want to know, which is a problem. But I still continue to try to get my ticket punched. I've been six, seven times now, but Recommended I look into the Handy Ham program, so as I said, it just doesn't stick in there like it used to, but yeah, anytime, yeah, even if you get up here, we can do some yacht hunting, or I can come down and see you, and we'll yacht hunt together there, you're always welcome, but looking forward to putting more meat in the freezer with the price of things, so we're blessed in that respect, so yeah, get all them dough permits and fill the freezer, Roger.
Roger that, yeah. That's one of the reasons why, other than the fact that I just enjoy being out in the woods mostly. I actually got two YouTube channels. One of them, I think if you look up Captain Don McJr., that was the one I had before I got into ham radio. And you'll see videos on there where I'm videotaping bucks that most people would have shot right away. And I'm just like, that one, I'm going to let that one go. I know there's bigger ones out there. And I just enjoy being out there. But, like, with the prices of everything, I want meat in my freezer again. I'm going to shoot something this year. Hopefully I don't have to resort to shooting a doe. But if I do, I do. It's just the ones that are on my property, for the most part, live there. And they're used to me. And if I do shoot a doe, every once in a while I'll get a group of, like, six or seven does that'll just be running through real quick. And then I might, shoot one of them, because they're not one that's living right on my little piece of property. But hopefully I don't have to. I usually see so many bucks, that I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, for sure, I might get up there for the sturgeon spearing this year. I used to go every year, and I would actually volunteer in the tent they have on the ice for the sturgeon for tomorrow for a few hours every day that they had the tent, and haven't been able to do that since 2019, so it'd be nice if I can make it up there for that. So February, I'll probably be up there, because I'm trying to make sure that I do it this year.
Several friends from them, biologists from the college and the universities, as you well know, are there, and then several of the students. I shot many pictures down to them in there, and it's nice to have them available if I got a biology question about wildlife around here. But yeah, it's a great thing. More people should do it. But speaking of hunting there, the bear population here in the Pigeon River is exponentially growing as well, Roger.
Yeah, I was thinking it might be, because my whole life, I think, being up in the UP and everything, I think I've seen one black bear while deer hunting, one running across a road up in the UP, and then one when I was in Roscommon years ago. And then we're driving around looking for elk, I've seen three in the last, 10 years, so... that was in the back of my head that the population is probably getting better. It's probably less people hunting for them because, would that be the red? I'm having a brain fart, but something red unit, or is that a different unit up there?
It's open. It's not red. Like yourself, retired here in 2010, bought this place out in the country in 14. I moved to Sheboygan County for several reasons. Further out, bigger property, and like I wanted to be next to the Pigeon River. Two crossing the road going into Wolverine, and I've seen their tracks in the Pigeon River for years. I don't have a good smeller, but I'm pretty good I smelled them. But, sighting on several of them so far. And then, as I said, I keep pretty good tabs on the elk around here for photography reasons. I'm not interested in putting the elk. I don't put them anything on the wall. Anyway, I put them in the freezer. But we're truly blessed. And then, the fishing here is just nuts. I'm preaching to the choir. about the fishing here. So again, we're truly blessed to live where we live.
Yep, for sure. If I was going to buy a cabin, which I'm going to hopefully eventually in the next 10 years or so, it would definitely be somewhere up in that area, because I've been all over Michigan. Probably ain't one part of Michigan I ain't been to in my life. And as far as the Lower Peninsula, definitely the area you're in is my favorite. And it might even top anything in the UP. Well, not really. There's some really cool places in the UP, but it's just, I mean, if I'm going to keep my house down here and go back and forth and stay at the cabin for like a month or two and then come back down here, I don't know if I'd want to drive all the way up in the UP when there's such a good spot, you know, a lot closer. But yeah, I was looking all over that area before I became disabled, and I was going to have a cabin by now. And, man, I looked recently, and the prices are just crazy compared to what I was seeing before. It's like, I mean, as much as I hate to say it, I kind of hope we have a recession, because I'm in a position where I could buy. I just don't want to buy something for double the price that I was seeing it for 10 years ago, you know?
It's amazing. Yeah, prices. I won't go into it here when we talk on the landline. I bought in low, and yeah, it's ridiculous. I had mine checked out here recently. And then I was talking to brother out on the, Oregon, Washington line, a brother from another mother, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he was telling me, shit, he said, country, if your property was out here, it'd be damn near $750,000. I'm like, holy crap, I'm in the wrong part of the country. And it's nuts up here as well, but I can go, a whole 3 to 5 minutes from here, go fishing and catch fish, and of course, but I'm looking forward to getting out this deer season here. Unfortunately, my crossbow case has deteriorated. It was an old cloth POS, and I got to stay legal in it. You can't transport it without being in the case.
Yeah, is that one of those, is your crossbow one of the ones that doesn't have the funky limbs? It's just got like a regular bow limb? So it's wider than the newer ones, or do you got one of the ones that are, what are they called, reverse limbs or something?
It's a 10-point medieval bow, and it's got just one bow across it, well, two limbs across the top, old school. And then, what was it, 3 years ago, I put a damn crank on the thing finally to make my life easy, Roger.
Wow, that was a lot of Morse code. because I just bought a new 10, well, it's a Wicked Ridge with a reverse draw or something like that, and I got a soft case for it. And my old bow was the Barnett Buck Commander, and I know a lot of people talk bad about them, but man, that thing shot a lot of deer, and it's always done me good. It's just the reason I got a new one was because I would leave that thing cocked back in my enclosed blind on my property for the whole season except for when I shot a deer. And I know that's not good. So I started thinking, man, if that thing's got something wrong with the limbs and it decides it wants to crack one day, because I shouldn't have left it cocked. So yeah, that Wicked Ridge I got now came with the cocking mechanism, and you can actually decock it too, and that's what sold me. Because now I can decock it when I'm done hunting every day just by cranking that crank. And anyway, what I was getting at is if I come up that way, that Buck Commander, you know, is a regular style crossbow, you know, with not the reverse limbs and everything, and I got a hard case for that. And if I do come up that way, I'll make sure I throw it in my truck, because if it'll work for you, you can have it.
Up, but I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a tight extreme by 10 points. I appraised the firearm collection for a gentleman and his missus. He came down with
ALS. Long story short, he had it new in the box, and the gentleman I was with recommended, hey, he just picked one up, so I got it at a ridiculous price. And then, like I said here a couple of years ago, yeah, that was, I figured, yeah, you know, I don't want to leave this thing cocked. So I invested, it wasn't cheap, you know, in the damn cocker and decocker for the thing on the back of the stock. But it's well worth it. But, yeah, I'll just get another soft case for now. And then, you know, like I say, you don't need any excuse.
Yeah, I'll just in case you can use it, I'll remember if I, when I do shoot up there, I'll throw it in the truck and look you up, because, yeah, I don't even think I want to sell that Buck Commander to anybody unless somebody wants to buy it and gets it checked out, because I'm sure it'll shoot fine. I just get worried, because that was 5 years of basically having it cocked the whole deer season, except when I shot it, you know, maybe two deer. I'd shoot it and then cock it again the next day. So, you know, to me, it's just a safety thing. I bought the Wicked Ridge, and I can decock it every time. I haven't even sighted that darn thing in. I'm going to use my Matthews compound when I go out next week. And since I'm going to be in a pop-up blind, because I don't know if there's any hornets in that tower blind, it's just killing me that I can't go in that tower blind, because I have the thing set up nice. I got electricity in there. I got a heater. But the damn window fell open, and I'm sure there's wasps and crap. I know it's getting colder now, or they're probably not active, but that's when the queen yellow jackets find a place to hibernate. And the one time I did go up there in the winter, I think it was two winters ago, to try to clean it out and shut the window, I was up there, and it was a cold day. It was below freezing, but the sun was heating up the blinds or the windows, and I started having yellow jacket queens come crawling out from, like, two of them came crawling out, and I killed them. But I'm like, if there's two, I don't know how many more there are. I kicked it out, climbed out. But now I got a good buddy. It's an exterminator. I'm going to have him come up there and go up there and kill anything he sees and probably treat the outside of it to try to keep them away from it. And then I got this place in Texas that makes these windows that they'll custom make it, and you just screw it in on the inside, and then they open up towards you and fold down, and they got aluminum frames. So once I get up there and measure the windows, then I'm going to have perfect windows, and it won't happen again. But anyway, yeah, I'll be using the Matthews from a pop-up blind, and got the perfect place to set it. All the deer I've been seeing, even the bucks, have all been walking like 20 yards from this one pine tree, so I'm going to set it up right next to that pine tree and sneak on out there in the morning and the evening, because they've been coming through both times, and I'm sure I'll get one here pretty soon.
I'm positive anyone would like to chime in or use the channel, WRZP544. The channel is yours. Go ahead, if anyone would like to chime in. Well, the first thing I do is take that bow, de-string it, and put it on the wall and retire that thing. Now, I was adjusting myself. I'd err on the side of caution there, brother. Whether it's fiber optics or fiberglass, you know. I've destroyed many a surfboard that said it couldn't be destroyed. So, yeah, hang that one on the wall. Yeah, I love to tend by taking quite a few deer with it, and avid bow hunter. I'm still old school. I can't get out. I walk with an entire brace. I'm metal from my ankle up to my hip, and now in my neck, now that I'm caged. I'd like the old school. I'd get out there and cuddle up next to the old tree and wrap myself in the Sears moving blanket. But I'll say one thing to you northerners now. You know I'm a Yankee. You guys have some extravagant deer stands, I'll tell you what. My cousin's got one that, oh my God, it should be in Homes and Garden, Roger.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. I spent many years up in my tree stand, climber stands, hang-on stands, sitting in a log blind that I made with deadfalls and stuff. So when I bought this 10 acres, you know, I'm like, look, I could put a food plot in right there. I could put a nice tower blind in right on the edge of the food plot, and if I rent a trencher, I can run electricity out to it, and it's like, you know what, I put in my time freezing my butt off, you know, I'm gonna put in a nice blind, and it's got electricity, I got an electric heater in it, I even had direct TV in it, I got a TV hanging up in the front, and then some wireless headphones, but I never touched that thing. Well, there was two times I touched it. Turkey season, because if I sat up there in turkey season, basically I just waited for them to come in the food plot and then I'd shoot them. So I'd watch TV because the turkeys don't care. And then the other time is sometimes I'd spend the night out in the deer blind. So I was up there in the morning right when the first light hit and it wasn't walking in and out. So I got blackout windows and I'd watch TV in the middle of the night until I went to sleep. But I don't have direct TV anymore. I got dish, so I'm going to pull that TV out of there. This is WRVU 954.
WRVU 954 for identification. I don't even know how to respond to that. Holy Massachusetts. Welcome to the Great White North. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable. I spent my entire military career living out of a hole, and everywhere I went, boy, let me tell you, the Air Force was better fed, better housed, and better taken care of, so on. My old man had an analogy. He was Navy for 27 years, so he said, nope, I'm retired, I don't camp, he still hunted, but his idea of camping was a hotel room and a chocolate mint on his pillow in the morning, Roger.
Well, yeah, well, I hear that, yeah. No, I love camping, man, and I love camping in a tent, too. It's like, I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind having a camper, but it's like, you almost got to pick. Do you want a camper and you want to be luxurious, or do you want to tent camp and have your side-by-side on a trailer behind it or your snowmobiles? Well, I don't know if I'd camp in the winter, but I've been known to do that when I was younger. But yeah, no, I still enjoy being out. And honestly, with my balance issue and all, the tree stand hunting kind of seemed like it was not a good idea. And then they started, everybody started getting into the saddle hunting craze. I don't know if you've seen those saddles where you can climb with ropes and stuff. And I actually got the whole setup. I need to break down and play around with it. Because literally you can either climb with a one stick, they call it, which you'd have to look it up on YouTube. But you're in the harness the whole time and you're connected to the tree the whole time. So I wouldn't be leery of falling out because I'm not climbing without a harness. Like with the climber, with a climbing stand, you could climb with your harness on, but you had to move it up with you. But like if you had a ladder stand or nothing or something like that, most people never even bothered putting their harness on until they got up to the top. And you know, I can't do that no more. So yeah, that saddle hunt, I still want to try to get up in the tree with that saddle hunt. That seems like fun. Next summer I'm gonna have to really play around with that and see if it's safe for me as I think it is.
I'm an old repeller out of all kind of aircraft and the paratrooper. You know, a good H harness between your legs there and around your waist or something. If you sit through that with a D ring in it, nope. Nope, anything I climb or get into, I'm attached to it, brother. We'll get into it another time, but I did fall 40 feet at one time, so I learned my lesson the hard way. Thank God I was bow hunting, but that's for another night. But no, like I said, man, my cousin, I was on my way to Texas, actually. My last 6 years of duty with the government was working with the Canadian government. I lived up outside of El Dorado, Canada. About 120 kilometers north of Toronto. My driveway was 16 miles, nothing but Queensland property all around the place. But anyway, I did enjoy that. Last of my family's here in the Plum there, and I stopped at his place on my way to Texas. And Man, I fell in love with this place coming through here, but I stuck around. It just happened to be hunting season. I had everything loaded up in the damn truck and pulling the truck on the dolly behind the truck and everything else, everything I owned. Man, let me tell you, yeah, you guys got some nice tree stands here in northern Michigan. Much like yourself, my neighbor on my other piece of property there in Emmett County, he bought the 40 acres adjacent to me. And man, let me tell you what, we spent quite a bit of time putting in his food, blotting his stand there, and again, blessed to have him as a neighbor, you know. I can go over and sight in anything, and I'm an avid shooter, as you can imagine. So, truly blessed to be a transplant here. So, my father was born over here in Vanderbilt, and my grandmother and her aunt lived over here in Michigan for quite a while, Roger.
Yeah, there's some really good deer blinds. There's some good ice shanties, too. I don't know how much you've ever went out to that sturgeon spear they do on Black Lake, but the one guy, Gil, he has what they call it the 30-footer, and if it's a nice cold winter and the ice is safe, they drag out that 30-footer, and they raffle off being able to use it during the sturgeon spearing season at their banquet in September, and some of them ice shanties are pretty cool too.
Getting another conversation for another night. My old rear end don't go out on the ice, but I did have a VA counselor who introduced me to grouse hunting up here, by the way. Oh, I'm an avid grouse hunter now. I love it. I bird hunted when I was stationed out in Fort Riley, Kansas. Of course, Pheasant Heaven, and then in Korea, Pheasant Heaven. But long story short, yeah, I do like the bird hunting as well up here.
Well, yeah, that reminds me. When I was younger and I first started working at Ford, like 94, I think for about 10 years there, the Pigeon River had an area that was closed to grouse hunting, and they were doing some kind of a study or management or something, and I'm pretty sure it's probably open now, so there's probably a ton of them in that area.
I have to Google that one. No, as I said, one of my VA counselors, he'd be hunting and fish together. He was a nice fisherman, but we never got to go. He one time had asked me, "Hey, Bob, you seen any grouse out in the Pigeon River?" And he said, "You know, I can't really say until I started looking for them, and then they were everywhere." And then the same with turkey. I mean, I have yet to be unable to fill my turkey tags up here. I mean, they're everywhere. You have to scoot them out of the yard sometimes to get the truck out the old pole barn, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I can honestly say driving around, well, I guess I have seen some turkey driving around looking for elk, crossing the roads and stuff, but the area was right there. It was right near around where that welcome center for the elk is off of Sturgeon Valley Road. Yeah, I'm sure you know where that log cabin used to be, an old camp of some sort. Right in that area, probably to the southeast of there, it could have been that whole Pigeon River State Forest. I'm not sure. It was closed to grouse hunting for a number of years, and because every time I went out, I was into bird hunting back then, and every time I went up there and drove around looking for elk, I'm like, oh man, I got to come back here when they open it, because there's probably going to be a ton of them here, and I'm sure they opened it quite a few years ago now, but it's probably a really good area. So yeah, you have to look that up and see if they have any documentation online of when it was closed and what they did and when it opened up.
So, yeah, I'll research it. One of the guitarists at church is a DNR officer. I'll speak with him too. He's a wealth of knowledge up here. Interesting, though. And they're, as you well know, all our critters go good with potatoes, and if I don't have to buy it, and it's, once you do know, because if you have your paperwork, your hunting and fishing license are free as well, right? Come to mind.
I did not know that. I mean, that's not too big of a problem, but that's interesting. You know, see, that's good. You know, they need to help out people that are still in the outdoors that are having trouble getting out there. So that's good to hear that they do that. Personally, I mean, yeah, any little bit of help, but I'm not so far off that I can't pay for it. But that is good to know. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that, because my doctor's pretty good, and he kind of looked at me with a cross-eyed look when I said about the handicap permit, and I'm like, look, I just want it in case I'm having a bad day. I'm not going to use it all the time and take the spots from people that actually need it. And then he's like, oh, okay. So, I mean, because I'm doing pretty good. I knock on wood, you know. I mean, I had a really bad 2-3 years, you know, but I'm starting to get a little bit better now to where I'm, I don't know, I guess I'm probably 50% back to what I was, which is, I'm thankful for, but there's still days where I don't want to do nothing, and I can't do nothing.
Well, from our limited conversations, I consider you to be a gentleman of, a league of extraordinary gentlemen, if you will. I for years and years now, since I got my VA medical, I don't take my travel pay wherever I travel in this country for surgery or therapy or whatever it might be. I never take my travel pay, like you say, for that same reason. Now, in Michigan, my hunting and fishing license are free, so amen, thank you, Michigan. When I first went, you know, my Pat and Gary's up here there in Indian River, the girls said, oh, yeah, okay, you know, and then they put it all in there, and holy Massachusetts, they printed that thing out, and I could hunt everything but small children, Roger, and elk. He still had to do the drop or the elk, Roger.
Yeah, that's good. That makes me happy to see that they do that. When I was reading through it, I didn't catch that part. So, yeah, and it's also kind of cool, like, if you get drawn for a bear or an elk tag, if for some reason you either can't go or you don't want to, then you can donate your tag to either a disabled hunter or a youth hunter even, I think. So, yeah, they got a lot of cool programs in Michigan for the hunting and fishing community, and they need to, because I hate to say it, but it's kind of a dying sport. There's not a lot of people that are bringing up their kids hunting. There probably is up there by you. I think up north it's probably still a thing, but, man, down here in the city, you know, there used to be kids when I was in school, you know, we would be like, man, I wish they'd give opening day of deer season off. Man, I can't believe we got to go to school. And now they probably don't even talk about it, which is just sad.
I concur wholeheartedly. Masculinity is a dying breed. We do have our fair share of hunters here, youth-wise. And you're right. Look forward to speaking with you more on more secure means of communication. And if you can get a hold of Jack, he's got all my digits, and of course you have my email. Why don't you go ahead and get that, and the whole world are open for you. There is a ton of disabled hunts that they put on around here in Michigan for disabled people, not necessarily veterans, that are absolutely wonderful, but like yourself, I don't lack the opportunity to hunt. However, this year I did, for the first time, go out on take a veteran fishing. I got to go out in the old big private boat there and do some fishing on the big lake, so that was pretty cool. I did enjoy that. And as well here in Michigan, another plus is I have a permanent tag on my truck. I don't pay for my registration. And then again, once you get your paperwork, you can file for that. And then once you get that, you won't pay, I don't pay personal property tax on my primary residence. Now, I do pay property tax on my other home, Roger.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to, I think you may have sent me your digits in the email. I'll have to look for that email. But yeah, I'll have to give you a call. Because, yeah, you're touching on some things I haven't even heard of, so that's interesting. For sure, for sure. But yeah, I do got to get going here. I got to figure out. I know tomorrow I got to go to my aunt's house and try to hook up some cameras that came with her house, and I wanted to go inside and Google the cameras because they're a little bit different cameras than the ones I've messed around with. So it was great talking to you. It was always good conversation, and yeah, I definitely like talking about the outdoors and hunting and stuff because I used to be out there every single day hunting, man. I didn't miss a day. Sometimes I tried to, when I was married, I tried to hunt instead of going to the holiday party. So it's definitely something I've missed with this whole disability crap happening, and I'm starting to get very interested in doing it again. I'm gonna shoot a deer this year. It's nice to talk about it. I appreciate that. And I'm going to go ahead and sign out after your final here, and I'll get a hold of you. WRVU 954.
Always a pleasure. And again, my home is your home. We'll do it, and we'll go from there. Stay frosty, and I look forward to laying an eyeball and a handshake on you. As I said, a league of extraordinary gentlemen. Blessed to have the MIA system. And as soon as I get my ticket punched, hopefully maybe you can help me with that one. But anyway, we'll talk around in a band. WRZP 544, it's been a pleasure talking to you, sir, this evening. We're clear of the net and monitoring. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. Is there anybody out there? Come on, key up. You can't tell me the only one out here at 10:19 in the evening. WRZP 544. Must be the propagation. You're weak and unreadable, sir.
Okay, maybe if I hold this correctly, it would be better. How's that?
Much better. Good evening, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan.
Yeah, I was holding the radio. That's going to count. Go figure, right?
I'm about holding the radio upside down. I lost you again. I'm sorry.
Enjoying the nice weather, and I think I'm going to have a shot of bourbon tonight.
I salute you. I had a couple cocktails myself here in the radio shack, and just may have another. Roger.
Yeah, I got some Italian nuts, which is a really expensive one, but it's good. It tastes really good.
Your modulation and your signal are the same. Any chance you get closer to your mic and turn up your mic gain?
Yeah, I think this is the side of the radio that the mic's on. How is that? Is that any better?
It's 70% better. At least I can pull you out and I get you on the SDR as well, Roger.
Okay, give me about a minute and a half. I'm going to set the dog out the back of the door. It'll be a lot better with not doing it from inside the house and a little tiny walk.
Roger that. I'll be copied. WRCP 544, monitoring the frequency until we do it again.
WRYR 504. Be back up.
Is that Dale out there? WIRG 48.
Jackalope, say that again, over.
There's a gentleman by name Dale. Dale out of Southfield. Are you out there?
Thought you went to bed, Jack.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Bob. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG
48. WIUG 48, WRZP 544. Thank you for the pictures. They were great. Have a good evening.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile in the mix.
Believe that's you, Kurt, Roger.
Nope, not Kurt, this is Paige.
I'm sorry about that, I got old ears and weak radio speakers. WRZP 544.
WRYR 503, Bob, are you hear me now?
Boynton County, Bob.
All right, both of you keyed up at the same time there. Take a break, take a breath, and 503, the channel's yours.
Yeah, I brought the HT out in the yard with the dog here, so wanted to see if it's any better when it's not inside the house.
Crystal clear, great modulation. It's definitely a 10-5 signal, Roger.
Roger, Roger. I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to whomever is talking out there. I'll sit on the side and listen. WRYR 503, monitoring.
Jason calling, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. Back at you, sir.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. I was just commenting on your follow up on your old ears and old speakers there, and just commenting on the that wonderful DJ voice you got there.
You know, it's funny. You're not the first to tell me that there. Army Aviation, Roger. Enough said.
Gotcha on that. Yep. No more
news to be said. To that, who am I talking with for identification purposes? WRZP 544.
This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First name is Paige. And, you know, if you want to get technical, I'm a Unit 1 or Unit Alpha or Unit 1, whatever you want to call it, on a family license.
I do that. We won't call you late for dinner. How's that dog hunt? Over.
You know what? That works. You know, yeah. As long as I don't miss a meal because of you, you'll stay in my good graces.
After that, well, it's good to make contact with you. Stick around, it gets interesting, and pleasure meeting you and having you in my receive here this evening. Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Same here. Yeah, I drive around a lot. I kind of do this little Ubering thing. So I'm in the mobile quite a bit, on and off. You know, I don't get on here much when I got passengers. And then I work overnights, and yeah, where I'm working, it's a little bit hard to get into the machine on an HT, but, I definitely sit back and listen. I hear you on there a lot. So it's a pleasure to finally be able to key up there and have a little QSO with you there.
I appreciate the kind words, sir, and I appreciate your side hustle there. And you need a safe word, because I pretty much got a radio or HT around me. And we get you some help there, Roger. You be careful out there. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's not a really great area up here where I'm at. I mean, there's certain places that are good and certain places that aren't. You know, but I kind of know where the good spots and the bad spots are. And most of the people that I take are, you know, pretty regular clients. So I don't really have too many issues. And, you know, I got somebody else sitting around tracking my every move. So, you know, definitely my back is covered in many different ways.
Roger that. Well, it does my heart good to know that you got your six covered. That's what we call it. We got your six. That's good, brother. Yeah, unfortunately, that is what it is. Well, look, tee up any time. It's a pleasure. You'll find us out here, like I said, if I don't have an HT on. I'm an old veteran, and I usually have a radio on, so it's all good. So, now, what is your QTH here? Where is it you're at?
I'm up in Saginaw, Michigan, if you know where that is.
I hope you won't be upset if I say yes. I go down there to the VA hospital, Roger.
Yeah, up there off of White Road. Yes, I know where that is now. My home QTH is way down the other end of town, completely opposite end of town. But, yeah, I definitely know where that is. I'm kind of in a little town called Spalding, which is just south of Saginaw and just west of Bridgeport.
Good copy. I just put that in here to the old CPU, and yeah, I'm looking it up now. QTH there, I'm 25 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge here in Sheboygan County in what they call Afton, Michigan, right in between Indian River and Onaway. Roger.
Oh, roger that. You know, I've never been up that way. I've only lived in Michigan for a couple of years, and most of my travels have been south of here. I don't think I've ever went really that far further up north. I mean, beyond, like, Bay City and Baconing. Haven't made it up past there yet, but I definitely want to go up that way this summer, if I can ever get, you know, at least an hour off of work.
Got the t-shirt and I'm wearing it right now. I'm retired, so I feel your pain, Roger.
I'm working two different jobs, plus doing driving and then trying to do little side hustles and stuff, you know, just to get by and support some kids, you know. It's a rough world these days. I just picked up a deal. I got somebody that had a bunch of Motorola mobiles for sale, and I had bought one from her a while back. Their company had upgraded, and she still had a bunch of them for sale, and she messaged me last week saying if I still wanted them. So I picked up a whole bunch of mobiles. I still got to go back and pick up a couple more that we're getting deprogrammed. But I wound up picking up 17 mobiles and an HD for $500, and I've already got them all sold on one of the GMRS websites. So, yeah, just making a little extra money and getting a couple extra radios out of the deal.
You'll get no judgment from me. We all do what we can do to make ends meet these days. So, yeah, right on. Scarf them up while you can, and yeah, that'll work. And of course, Uber, man, you be safe. That's the only thing I have to say about that. But yeah, other than that, man, all systems go up here in northern Michigan, and you'll have to make that trip up here. Don't put it on, your old bucket list, Roger.
Yeah, it's definitely on the bucket list there. Like I said, you know, unfortunately, you know, the time and the finances haven't made it onto the bucket list to accomplish it yet, but I'm definitely hoping to, and when I get up that way, I'll definitely look you up there. Maybe we'll, you know, grab some Java or something while I'm up that way.
Roger that. You're always welcome for a handshake, and if nothing else, we'll buy you a meal. No, not an issue at all, brother. Other than that, like I said, you're not missing a thing here. All systems go here at the old Redbird LZ, Roger. Good deal. I'm just sitting in the shack. I'm on a KG-1000G Plus, and I'm sitting on top of a tram. Oh, I don't know what it is. Oh, my old brain. It's a dual band, 1477, about 38 foot in the air.
Sounds beautiful. As much as I regret it, I'm going to have to cut the queso off here because I'm about to the home QTH. Got to run inside, get changed, and, change hats and go do another job. So I'm going to say 73 to you. It's been a pleasure making the acquaintance. I thank you for the QSO and the company on the way home. Looking forward to doing it again. Have a good evening there. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, and I will be clear on your final.
Roger that. Quite the radio presence, and congrats on the lingo. We probably talked around the band somewhere other than here. All right, you be safe, and we'll do it again. Thank you, sir. WRZP 504, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good night.
You hit the repeater, try again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, Michigan, monitoring the frequency. Hey, out there on the wall, can you hear me? Major Tom to ground control. Major Tom to ground control. WRZP 544.